Philippe Guinet is a member of the local council and is responsible for the environment and sustainable development across all green spaces in Sifour-les-Plages. Philippe Guinet.
The origins of the Chapel of Pépiole are pre-Roman. It is the oldest European chapel in existence. It is composed of three naves with three apses with two pinnacles of Syrian inspiration, which shows you how long ago it was built. The chapel dates back to the 5th century, and it was finished in approximately the 12th century. You can clearly see that several parts are more recent. The cut stone you can see above the arches, as well as the oldest parts that are made of very roughly hewn stone, mixed with the popular building material of the time, lime. In the 5th century, it was the monks of Saint-Victor who already occupied it. They left their mark more or less everywhere over the Mediterranean coast by building little chapels like this one. Indeed, from the 6th century, we can find traces of the monks of Saint-Victor here in this chapel. As was the custom, several monks tilled the soil, and we can see there are olive trees around the chapel. The monks were self-sufficient and cultivated the nearby fields. The chapel became an official listed historic building in 1967. Even though it was abandoned, as the centuries passed, it was never destroyed because the inhabitants of Sifour-les-Plages always looked after it. In 1956, thanks to Father Charlier, the local people realized that under the somewhat shabby exterior, a real work of art lay hidden. And so several of those who lived in C4, along with Father Charlier, began to remove the masonry and restore the stones beneath, because the chapel was really in a very poor state. So little by little, work began. However, when the openings were exposed, people realized they were blocked, so Father Charlier began to replace them, one by one, with glass from the bottom of bottles. He made several attempts, though it looked attractive, and he began to make something that respected the symbolism of the church. Father Charlier thus became a master glassmaker and brought to life the bottoms of these bottles by creating, for example, the burning bush, Jacob's ladder, or Christ in his glory. The Benedictines took over from Father Charlier. Today, Father Hubert and Sister Jacqueline are the wardens of this marvelous temple. They are responsible for welcoming pilgrims and anyone who is interested. The chapel is open every afternoon from 3 p.m., and volunteers show visitors round and recount the history of this chapel through the centuries. And there is no doubt this chapel will stand for many more centuries to come.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.